Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, 8:16 on this Wednesday morning, May 7th. The heavy weather expected, but they don't really know if it's going to train or the storms are going to park or not. You got to be ready for it just in case it does, and watch out for flooded streets. Keep in mind, flooded streets better than a flooded house. And inevitably, somebody's going to drive into these underpasses that always flood. If they do flood, and I don't understand how it happens or why it happens, but it does. I got the hiccups. Ronald Surpass joins us now. Former NOPD superintendent, head of the Washington State Police, Nashville City Police, nationally recognized expert on crime. We always like to pick his brain on Wednesday mornings. How you doing, Chief?
I'm great, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay. Do you know if, in fact, there has ever been a pope named Ronald, R-O-N-A-L, your name?
I don't know, but I think there's always room for that, right?
Well,
don't you?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess. But there's only been, believe it or not, only one pope whose name started with R. Pope Romanus, in 897. I think in the year 897.
Well, we'll definitely do then.
Yeah.
It's time.
What name would you pick? Would you use your own name?
Tommy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd go with Tommy?
I think it would be some. Yeah, I think people could, you know, imagine that in the Latin Mass. And we, you know, we give veneration and support for Pope Tommy. Mm-hmm. It works.
Let's go with Tucker instead of Tommy. I like Tucker better. Hey, let's talk about the consent decree, since we heard a news story about that just now with federal attorneys early in the NOPD consent decree. But I don't know, when the consent decree goes away, I don't know that anything really changes. Tell me what this can mean to NOPD.
Well, if I saw the story correctly, there may be some movement towards leaving the 2-year compliance period. If that's the case, then it's essentially over. There'll be nobody doing spot monitoring, which is what happens in the 2 years of continued compliance. The issue with the consent decree is that it's always been this. When we negotiated this back in 2011 and 12, the key was that the city had the opportunity to do some things that had been lost over time, and that was fund those critical infrastructures of property, pieces of equipment, and funding for promotions and training and the things that you need to inspect the organization and to do those types of activities that had just been lost over years. You might remember, Tommy, a lot of people don't, the Department of Justice began investigating the department in October of 1996. And in March of 2004, the Department of Justice closed its investigation of the NOPD, said the city did what it was supposed to do, the DOJ had done what it thought should be done, and there was never a consent decree entered. The department had successfully reformed itself, and this was during the Pennington era, the Morial era, and my era as the number two chief. So between 2004 and 2010, the department came off the wheels, and now it's back on, let's hope, and that's good for the officers, that's great for the community.
So my understanding was before this, and this goes back to the Trump administration, I guess, and DOGE, that there was going to be intense scrutiny of NOPD and things were not likely to change the way things were happening with the consent decree. Things are still not supposed to change, but there's going to be less scrutiny. So is it a concern that in the real world, NOPD backslides, 4 years from now, we get a Democratic president or somebody different, and for whatever reason, they view the DOJ differently, and we're back under a consent decree. I'm just trying to think ahead here, Chief.
Yeah, I think the key issue is that the city itself is responsible for its police department. The government is responsible for ensuring the Constitution is followed. There's 18,000 police departments in America, and there's been, less than 30 that have actually been in a consent decree about its policing practices. New Orleans was one of them. That's obvious. Let's move forward. But as long as the city of New Orleans continues to kind of keep its head in the sand on what the proper staffing number should be, you're always going to have the potential of loss of close and effective supervision. You're going to have the example when the police departments begin to shrink with personnel. Your first duty is to answer the radio, and after that, the investigations of crime, and then there's many other things. And what happened between 2004 and 2010, as some of us due to Katrina, obviously, you lost a tremendous number of people quickly. You lost a lot of supervisory opportunity quickly. And you lost those inspectional services and those quality control services, if you will, of the organization itself. So the city of New Orleans has to figure out what size the department should be and then build to that and ensure those quality control services, if you will, like in medicine, don't stop. That'll pretty much insulate you, if you will, against a pattern and practice investigation. Final point. In American policing, or in any industry in America, things happen sometimes that the best laid plans couldn't stop. And that's not what pattern and practice cases are about. Pattern and practice cases are about what I started this answer with.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. I want to talk about 20% drop in violent crime. Federal task force targeting guns and drugs. Seems like everything old is new again. I seem to remember this happening before, and it seems effective. And is this an ongoing model? We're talking to Ronald Serpass about crime in the city. 822 traffic now. WWL. 827 Tommy Tucker. WWL Wednesday morning around these parts. We talked to Ronald Serpass, Dr. Ronald Serpass, a professor of practice in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola. But man, he spent some time as an NOPD officer working his way up from just a beat cop rookie out of the academy to the head of the department, head of the Washington State Police, Nashville City Police, now a nationally recognized expert on crime. Chief, I was talking before we went to the break about a drop in crime and a federal task force. It seems like every time they do that, it works. So can that be take me through what happened here, and can that be like an ongoing model or not?
Well, a task force is the perfect example of when officers are freed from calls for service responsibility, right? Which you take them out of that moment and you focus. One of the things that frustrates people, Tommy, greatly is that in the United States, less than 1% of the entire population of this country is actually in a jail, prison, county jail. Get that, right? Less than 1%. So people say, well, if it's only 1% and the numbers hold true in New Orleans usually, why can't you find these people? Well, when you have all the demands of a modern police department and you don't have staffing, you can't pull Tommy and Newell and Ronnie and a few people and say, y'all focus on that less than 1% that's out there making trouble. Mm-hmm. That's the first issue. The second issue is, and to be honest, I'm not the first person who said this, and I know I won't be the last. The Orleans Parish criminal justice system really has a significant issue in front of keeping dangerous people in jail. I think the DA's office has made some changes, but you know, a few years ago, that was a very big issue that people felt that the DA's office wasn't bringing people for prosecution. You remember the Mardi Gras issue where they dropped all those cases? Yep. We have examples where judges can't seem to find a criminal, even with one sitting right in front of them. But that's not the whole problem. The problem is when you can focus a handful of police officers with close and effective supervision.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
On a very specific number of people who have decided to make crime their lifestyle. I know that makes some people angry, but some people just choose to be criminals, right? The Ten Commandments talks about things we shouldn't have been doing since the beginning of time. So when you can focus on that handful of people, it doesn't usually take a lot to find them.
Thank you, Chief. I appreciate your time and your expertise as always. I had another question, but I saw the clock, so I got to hold it till next week. Ronald Surpass, Professor of Practice, Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, hence the pregnant pause. We'll take a break, come back, talk about what's going on with the airports and air traffic controllers and DOGE and all that stuff right now. 8:30, time for WWO First News. All right, here we go, 8:46, 14 till 9. I've said this before, I spend more time cleaning up things than a janitor in a glitter factory. I misread the email from Matt Boudreau, so let me clean this up right now when it comes to texting and GoPass, etc. What I gave you was an incorrect address. https://gopass-la.com is incorrect. That's a scam. Gopass.net is a scam. It's incorrect. The fake text messages direct recipients to an unaffiliated website, and scammers will direct responses to a web address that has a hyphen in the address or one that is misspelled by one letter, as in leaving out the X in GoPass, and has a .net domain instead of a .com. So before you respond to any text message, and I sincerely apologize that I misread that, but I got a lot of information coming at me very quickly, that is an incorrect web address. So they're not going to send you a text about unpaid tolls. Leave it at that. Ignore it. And then contact DOTD yourself or OMV yourself or GoPass, G-E-A-U-X, pass yourself to see if you have any outstanding tolls, and I apologize for that. Let's talk about air traffic control and what's going on in the country. Aaron Whittle joins us now, Assistant Professor of Practice in the Aviation and Technical Education Department at Utah State, retired veteran of the U.S. Air Force, 19 years of experience as an air traffic controller. Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great, Tommy. Thanks for having me.
You know what I wanted to ask you, because I even Googled movies about air traffic controllers, and I love Pushing Tin. I don't know if you've seen it or not, with Billy Bob Thornton and John Cusack. Are there any movies that accurately capture what it is that air traffic controllers are up against and the pressure that you face?
To be honest, I have seen the show. Obviously, it's Hollywood spin on air traffic control, and it is humorous, and I do think that there are some small aspects of air traffic control that are involved in that. But no, unfortunately, I've not been able to see any shows or videos that actually truly display it.
So before we talk about what's going on, I want you to explain to me what it's like to be an air traffic controller, and you were one for, what, 19 years? Tell me what it's like when you go to work, the responsibility, when you sit behind that console, et cetera, because I don't think a lot of us understand that.
I can only speak for me. And mm-hmm. So for me personally, it matches my personality perfectly. It was a dream job for me. I get it that other individuals, it's not for them. For me, it's about attention to detail. It's always changing. It's dynamic. You can go from being slow 1 second to really quick, fast paced. You don't have time to really take a break. You're constantly on the radios talking to air traffic, and it can get really busy and stressful really quick. And so you always have to be on your A game. I always like to say, you really don't have any room for error. Not that we're perfect, but right. Man, you really got to be on it.
How much help do you have, and how easy is it to lose track of one thing or the other as an air traffic controller? Because we're all human beings.
Right. I think it's a myriad of different factors. I think that's why we rely so heavily on crew resource management, CRM. working together is, we call it tower team concept or team concept in the approach control and center. You work together as a team, and that includes the pilot. You know, as soon as that pilot goes airborne, we're a team. We're working together to make sure everybody's safe. But yeah, there's always the human element that comes into play, and things happen sometimes, and that's unfortunate.
How long did it take you to become a competent air traffic controller, or generally speaking, for someone to become where you would trust them with, you know, and radio is minor compared to what you guys do, but, you know, it takes a lot before they trust you behind a microphone by yourself. And I'm just wondering, when it comes to air traffic control, how long does it take until they trust you to manage the air traffic around an airport?
So I think it depends on the facility that you're working in, primarily, anywhere from a year up to 4 years, 4 or 5, depending on the facility that you're working in, to be fully checked out in all positions. But I think it really depends on the individual and having that controller voice, the confidence, and that only comes with time and experience, and everybody's different. I would say for me, it took me about 3 years to really feel confident in my ability. And I think it's unique to understand that we say, well, why don't you just put that controller in another facility? Well, as soon as you move over to another facility, it's new airspace, it's new rules, it's new applications, everything changes. And so the primary rules stay the same for a tower facility. But once you go over to a terminal radar approach control facility, different rules apply. The airspace dramatically changes. There's different approaches. Altitudes change. And so there's a lot of different factors that go into it. So when we're talking about a controller getting checked out, even after years and years of experience, if you move to a new facility, it's going to take you time to get spun up to be able to learn those different rules and applications and how you need to be able to apply those things. So
well, let me take a quick break because I want to talk about what's going on in the country as well. And I would invite you back, Aaron, because I could pick your brain for 8 hours about this because I think it's a very important position in the country that we take for granted. Aaron White, assistant professor of practice aviation technical education department at Utah State, 19 years experience as an air traffic controller. I wouldn't want that job. I think I could do it, but I wouldn't want it. Quick break. We'll talk about what's going on in New Jersey and more when we return. Traffic Now, WWL. All right, 8:57, a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Aaron Whittle, and we're going to have him back because I could talk to him for an hour about being an air traffic controller. Aaron, tell me about what's going on in New Jersey. I see things like floppy disks, copper wires. Is it about technology? Is it about manpower? Both? Tell me what's happening in New Jersey and how concerned are you about air traffic control in the United States?
Well, I think it's something we should all be concerned with, definitely. I think there's definitely some infrastructure issues going on with some equipment. Obviously, controllers are losing radar feeds, you know, things are going down, power outages that prohibit an air traffic controller to be able to provide the service that they're required to provide. Thank goodness we have backup procedures for that, but still, when it goes out, it can be nerve-wracking for a few seconds or minutes, depending on how long it's out. But an air traffic controller is only limited to the equipment that they have. So if that goes out, I really can't provide the service that I need. And what we're seeing in New Jersey and Newark and things like that are those factors coming into play.
Is this anything that AI could eventually take over where it would read the data, plot the different scenarios so quickly? And, of course, you would have to have a human there as a backup. But could that ever be applicable to this, Aaron?
I'll be honest, I do see it. For years, I've thought that to be the case. As more as equipment just gets better, I compare it to the auto industry. Mm-hmm. You know, they said, hey, we'll never be replaced by machines, and now look at it. I agree with the same way. I think to a certain degree, air traffic control can be replaced by machines.
Because what you're talking about is looking at data, interpreting it, plotting scenarios, et cetera, right, and avoiding certain outcomes, and that, to me, would be tailor-made for AI.
I agree. I think in the future, I think it'll definitely start to replace certain aspects of air traffic control.
Thank you, Aaron. We'll talk to you again because I want to pick your brain. I love talking to people and learning stuff about different things. We'll talk about the conclave when we come back.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host.
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.